Listening to Cushy Radio here on CITR. My name is Ali Laube, and I'm the host of this show, as well as the Associate Director of Cushy Entertainment. We uplift and prioritize artists that are systemically marginalized, kept out of the mainstream music industry. This week, we're listening to After Hours type stuff. So anything that you might want to listen to after like 3 a.m. Just the vibe I've been feeling this week. This musician is named River Moon. The song's called Echolocation. Really easy to unwind to. Not a Canadian artist. We'll get to a lot of Canadians today though. Gonna keep it electronic. Enjoy. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam,
Nisiaya, Anthasiakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo. That was Echolocation by River Moon. Like I said before, not a Canadian act, but one that I really love. I think that they have a really cool sense of style. If you check them out, they're always wearing really cool, like, high fashion, bright colors. And I don't know, I just love that style of electronic music. I find it so peaceful and, like, tranquil, and it really helps me just focus on whatever I'm doing. That's why I think I've been really enjoying it. I've been feeling quite overwhelmed by the events of February, January. And I think this kind of music just really helps reset your brain, occupy your brain, stimulate your brain just enough. This is Like We Used To. Their name is MKSTN. On brand with the electronic after hours jams. This one's really fun. See you on the other side. Thank you. I love that song so much. I don't know why I feel like it's just so imaginative, but I appreciate it. That was Like We Used To by MKSTN. Not even gonna try to pronounce it. Now, we're gonna listen to a Canadian act. I promised you we'd listen to Vancouver music. Here we are. I kind of had to go back into the archives and dig to find this one for you, but this is by Mighty Cat. Mighty Cat is a DJ who hasn't made music for a little while, but I was frantically Googling looking for electronic artists in Canada who made good records and who weren't straight white guys. And so I was just like scrubbing through Bandcamp, looking, and I found these next two artists I'm gonna play for you. One of them is this artist, Mighty Cat, and I won't lie, not a lot of information about Mighty Cat online. It's kind of hard to learn about who these people are, but they're a part of Vancouver's history of electronic music, and I really love these songs. Like, I have been imagining myself in a club to this week's episode because I think that mentally that's really where I want to be right now. And I just can't. So instead, here we are listening to After Hours music on Cushy Radio. Thank you for being with me. This is Time to Show by Mighty Cat, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
WTCR.
TR.
101.9.
FM broadcasting.
Live from
Massachusetts.
Musqueam.
Territory in Vancouver.
British Columbia.
Canada.
That was Mighty Cat, a DJ from Vancouver. That song is called Time to Show. And now we have another amazing DJ. I really like this one in particular. Her name is Mistress Barbara, but it's two S's on the first S on Mistress. Oh my God, that made no sense. MissTressBarbara. Mistress Barbara. So sexy and fun. I love that name. And this song is called Never Could. So again, like I said, I really had to like dig to find these two DJs, and I don't know what they're up to these days, but I really love the vibe of this specific era of electronic music. And for a while, Vancouver really had a grip on electronic music. I remember when I was growing up, all of the indie stars were like electronic influenced. We had that period where everybody was really, really into it, like MGMT and all of those guys that were like synthesizers are everything. That was really a period, and I think that they were all inspired by European techno, house, all of these genres that we're listening to today. And I'm going off on a tangent, but I'm passionate about music. Hey, what can I say? This is Never Could by Mistress Barbara, Vancouver DJ.
You were the one who always had my heart, you know.
That was Never Could by Mistress Barbara, a Vancouver DJ. You're listening to Cushy Radio here on CITR. If you're just tuning in, I'm Allie. Hello. Hope you had a great day today. We're listening to After Hours stuff on Cushy Radio. Every week I give the episode somewhat of a theme because I like to organize things like that. I don't know, it just feels good in my brain. This week we're listening to stuff that I imagine playing in like a really cool underground club at like 4:30 in the morning, and you've already been to like two parties and you're just trying to chill. You don't really want to go home, but like you just want somewhere to hang out and relax and listen to music. And that's the environment that I'm picturing for this week's episode. So this next act, Midnight Coffee, really proud of the fact that they're Canadian. I thought this was a really cool find. I was happy to find this artist. And the song is called Under Fire. So if you like them, check them out. They're pretty small time. Always love supporting the locals. This is a little bit darker than the other stuff, but I like that.
Everybody Is In provides relief to the COVID-19 crisis by delivering goods and services to residents of the downtown east side. And we need donations. Right now, we are looking for protective personal equipment, sanitation supplies, non-perishable food, and hygiene items. You can email everybodyisin2020donations@gmail.com to make a donation, or go to dtesresponse.ca for more information. Everybody Is In is funded by Downtown Eastside Response through diversity, arts, music, and entertainment.
You're listening to Cushy Radio here on CITR, and we're listening to After Hours stuff. That was Midnight Coffee with a song called Under Fire. And now we're going to listen to somebody who I really and truly adore. This is an act that I've played on the show many times, but only because I think they are so very spectacular, and I really am excited about the new album they just put out. This is Yusu, Y-U space S-U, and the name of the song is Xiu, it's X-I-U. And if I had to put one genre on Yusu, I guess it would have to be experimental electronic. It's not necessarily what you would associate with like grooving out or, you know, being at the club, which is what I've brought up over and over again throughout this episode. But I think that she just has such amazing melodies and such incredible production that it's hard not to get lost in her music and hard not to kind of get into a little drone of your own, a little groove of your own. It's also very dynamic, and there's a lot of layers to what Yusu is doing on this record. This song was the one that I thought fit the best because it's probably the most earwormy on the album. I've already played another song on the album for a different episode, but this one is probably my favorite. That was Yusu with Xiu, XIU. Her name is spelled Y-U-S-U. I love so desperately the way that Yusu mixes sound. I don't know how many of you are listening through radio, how many of you are listening through headphones, speakers, but if you have any sort of setup that allows for panning between left and right, I think that listening to that album will be really fun for you. I'm personally really a fan of when people utilize that in their recordings and when they sort of create a space by changing how sound goes through the left and right headphones. I love it. And I really love the way that Yusu does it on this album. So check them out. Next up is a song by Elisa Harkins, part of a collaboration for a full album that I really recommend you check out. It's called Radio 3. It's online, it's on Bandcamp, that's where I found it. And there's a really interesting write-up for the record that I thought I should read before we go into the actual song, because I really do think that it's relevant. I love when people include almost like artist statements for their music. Radio 3 is the first collaboration between Hanako Hoshimi-Kanes, Zoe Pollock, and Elisa Harkins. It's an indigenous, futuristic concert, a beautiful and uncomfortable dance performance, and a perverse triangle of shifting power that seeks to be unfaithful to both minimalism and postmodern dance's claims to so-called neutrality. This collaboration combines disco and indigenous languages in an effort to alter the fate of these endangered languages through active use, preservation on pressed vinyl, and radio play. Radio 3 features songs by Elisa Harkins, some of which are in Cherokee and Muscogee. The recording is 9 songs long, but the one that I'm playing for you today is Kate Owis in brackets I Am Red, and my apologies if I'm mispronouncing that. The song is specifically by Elisa Harkins, and there is a record also available on Bandcamp that looks really fancy and beautiful. So if you like this, I would recommend you check it out. Support musicians, especially Indigenous artists. These folks aren't from Canada, but hey, I love what they're doing. And I thought that this was a really interesting conversation about disco, about celebration, about expression, about language, language revitalization, decolonization, so many interesting things going on here. Enjoy, and if you get a chance, look up Elisa Harkins on Bandcamp.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Cushy Radio here on CITR. CITR. I'm Allie Laube, and I'm the host of the show here around these parts. We're listening to After Hours music today, which is like late night. So, of course, I had to include Minimal Violence. Minimal Violence is a super cool Canadian electronic duo. I've been listening to them for a while, and I've always really liked what they have going on. We took a bit of a break from the dark stuff with that last song, Eliza Harkins, Loving Disco, bringing us up all the time, but this next one is gonna stay dark. I love the moody stuff, the dark stuff, I love new wave, I love synthesizers with attitude. I just adore it all. And so that's kind of the vibe that we're rolling with tonight. I also want to say that I miss partying at the Warehouse. Eastside Studios, that was so much fun. And they always had dark 80s nights that I miss dearly. I remember listening to a Minimal Violence song at a dark 80s night. The memories I will cherish forever. This song is called Perfect Rendition, and it is lovely. That was Minimal Violence with Perfect Rendition. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Love Canadian electronic duos, yes. Not to mention, they're both women, or at least femme-presenting, super cool, super hot, awesome, amazing. And if that's not true and I just misgendered someone, please do let me know. I want to do good all the time. I want to be better all the time. This next musician is a brand new find for me. And I've been saying it all week, but Bandcamp has geographical tags. It's amazing. It's amazing. Use the geographical tags on Bandcamp. Look up your city. Do some digging around. There's like so much good music, and everybody's stuck at home right now on your computers, right? And you're just hanging out, you're working all day, you need something to listen to. You spent so much time at home listening to the same music over and over and over again, you're dying for something new. Look up people in your city on Bandcamp. I'm telling you, it's the way to go. And that's honestly how I find a lot of people right now. I was feeling a total lull in the music that I was able to find like a month ago, and now it seems like everybody's putting stuff out and I'm feeling really inspired. So that's super cool. On another note, totally apart from what I'm talking about here with Liu Chang, the artist I'm about to play, but catch my writing and exclaim, guys. I wrote about Black Dresses, who I've also played on the show quite a few times and gushed about quite a few times, in a review for Exclaim, and that was my debut, and I think I'm gonna keep doing it. So one more thing we at Cushy Entertainment can bring to underserved, marginalized, and undersupported artists. One more way that we can give you artists, listeners, fans of music, a way to find a community that's safe, comforting, that prioritizes BIPOC, LGBTQ+, voices, and other voices of people who are marginally cast aside by the mainstream systems in Canada. And also people who have been violenced by Canada and by the systems that Canadians have implemented against them. This is the point of the show here at Cushy Radio, is to help people get a platform, to help them get out of that trap, just to give them a little leg up, in hoping that that will connect them to a broader community, and hoping that it will connect them to support. So, as I always say here on the show, if you like an artist, please take that extra step. Go to their Bandcamp, buy their music. I buy as many tracks as I can afford to buy on Bandcamp because I know that artists are suffering and because I am an artist. Keep that in mind. Prioritize the people who need the most support. Be smart. Be considerate. Love music, but do it in a way that actually helps the people around you, and you'll love it even more. That's my two cents. This is Daydreamer by Liu Chang. Rant over. Oh my god.